The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter. As the people were filled with an expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, and whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a good thing that we hold these things together in terms of baptism. Luther would remind us that this is both word and water joined together, which gives it its great strength. However, there are some who would suggest that perhaps one is more important than the other. I have been among both of them at parts of my life. The Baptists, of course, would say the important thing is that we come and that we make the decision to have the baptism, and no good revival meeting is worth its weight until someone can stand up and point to exactly the time and date and the place where, yes, they were baptized. That's the important thing. And my Pentecostal friends, of course, would say, well, that doesn't mean beans. What you really need, of course, is the Spirit. And when they speak about the Spirit, they speak about it in terms of some unique and clearly a supernatural event, usually seen in terms of speaking in tongues. They both have things to say, and we need to hold these together. However, it is interesting here in these texts, we find a particular point that at least needs some thought. Peter and John heard that there were Christians in Samaria who apparently had come to faith and had been baptized in the name of Jesus, but the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon them, so they took measures to go and pray for them. And yes, then the Holy Spirit comes. John himself is being questioned as to whether he might be the Messiah, and he makes it clear here. "I baptize you with water, but one comes after me who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Even the disciples had received their commission for service at the Ascension, 40 days after an Easter, but it would be another 10 days of prayer before they too received the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself, in Luke's account, had also been baptized and was praying. It had already taken place, and then the Holy Spirit comes. It's good for us to remember that these things are not automatic. They do not just happen as if all we have to do is throw a little water around and poof, miracles take place. Constantine actually attempted that, and forcing his armies to go down into the river while priests stood up there and baptized the entire bunch. I'm not sure if it counted for much. It is important that we come and that God comes and we meet together. And we do. Today's a really fun day. We are going to be receiving into membership three baptized individuals. One is Heidi Steiner, and she was confirmed here. She has connections that go way, way back. But in terms of her life and her family, and that has led her away for a while, and now she is at the place where she can gladly return. And yes, today she's actually going to make it official. We'll add her to the rolls, and all will be well. Kathy Unseth has been around here for a very long time, but she has not been a member. Now, of course, you know that she is a preacher's kid, has been sitting in church probably a whole lot more than she ever intended to as a teenager. But here she is. I suppose if we ask in the right places, there might even be a couple of stories floating around about preacher's kids. I don't know what they would be, but I'm sure they would be interesting. I have a couple of preacher's kids myself. I know how that works. Kathy, of course, is joining now our congregation, and will, of course, be beside her mother. But her own and story of faith is rich and deep and long-lasting. The other one is Devin. Devin Patton was baptized on Reformation Day in Honolulu, Hawaii. Why there? Because it's a beautiful place. Well, beyond that, Eric had a trusted friend that he wanted to be involved as a sponsor who lived in Hawaii. So plans were made that they would travel there and visit. And phone calls and emails and such were going back and forth. And we found a pastor and a congregation willing to welcome and Devin in as a member, even on a short-term basis. We have now received his name in a letter of transfer, so he will now be one of us. Devin, of course, will also be surrounded by and parents and grandparents as a reminder that, yes, we are a community together. We care for each other, that baptism is a reception into a very special kind of a family and a gathering, and we find that we need this. We need the care of one another. The baptism is the beginning, but like these three stories, we are reminded each of us has our own journey. It leads us into places that we don't know or don't expect. It takes us in places that at times we wonder why we are here. But God is at work and uses us as children of God to speak God's word. Not just in word, but also in deed. We come and worship together as people of God, knowing that our task is to support one another, to give comfort and strength, to speak and graciously and with and forgiveness and for one another when it is called for, and to know that we all need care and support. Devin, of course, will have a lot of it, but we also need to know we need it too. One of the amazing things about baptism is that God speaks to us, not just in general terms, but the fact that our names have been named. It is as if God is stopping the universe to say, this one person. There are 7 billion people on the face of this earth, and yet the promise is given to each of us. It has been given in many ways, in many places, but there are times that perhaps Isaiah might say it best. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen.